Welcome, everybody, to a Monday night nightcap. Got Kristen here with Haya and some Telly Savalas. And Black Cat's Poppy coming in, waving hello. And Zykolos, all the way from Germany, saying aloha. How are you all doing? Hope you are all doing well. Several things to talk about tonight. But the first thing that we're going to talk about is this. And it's a forbidden topic. Well, I'm not bad. I had the morning will be telling. So I had kind of a major work thing that was done today, and the proof in the pudding of did it work correctly or not will be tomorrow. So hopefully it did. I think I'm going to get up a little early and try to make sure that it went okay, but some good and some bad. We got a lot of shit to talk about today, so I apologize if I occasionally skip some chat messages, but seeing as we only have an hour, there's a lot to get through, so I'll try to talk in a slow, soothing voice rather than getting all pent up and excited. Excitable boy, they all said. Well, he's just an excitable boy. My mustache is very bushy. But forbidden topic, COVID. I know somebody who's having some issues right now where the place that they live, some of the other people in their house are seeming to put some pressure that they want them to get the vaccine. And regardless of a person's thought on the vaccine, what I will continue to not understand is, if you all have the vaccine, then what difference does it make if I have it or not? Because if it works, then you have nothing to worry about. And if I get sick, that's my choice. But if it doesn't work, and you were... So I feel like that's back to one of the things that I really hated that the whole COVID thing brought about was more people being in other people's medical business. Like, you know, I wouldn't ask the people that I live with, oh, hey, you ever had an STD? Oh, you had, well, shit, I don't want you touching shit then. Hey, you ever had chlamydia? Hey, what else about your medical history? Let me just know everything about your business. I said, dude, fuck you, man. Businesses of yours if I did or didn't do that. And part of me would just say, look, here's the thing. It's inappropriate for you to ask that question. If you have the vaccine, then you're vaccinated. If I have the vaccine, I'm vaccinated. If you don't, you don't. And if I don't, I don't. But either way, that procedure is to protect you against the thing. And if a person says, hey, I don't think it really works, well, then why would I get it? And if it does work, then why do you care if I do or don't have it? But how did we get to the point where that got, like, they did such a phenomenal fucking psyop of turning everybody into nice little, I'm going to say a thing, and this is probably going to upset Zykolos. They did such a good job of turning everyone into nice little Stasi police, just reporting on your neighbors and being everybody's business and pointing people out. Oh, look, this person didn't. Look, man, that's their fucking choice. You're going to scream from the rooftops about other medical issues. I'm not going to name it because I don't want to start a wildfire. But you're going to start bleeding from the rooftops that a person's body is their choice, except not for this one. Well, man, herd immunity, man. None of that stuff that you would be, they, oh, well, I heard on the news and I heard, like, they contradict themselves constantly and they were wrong constantly. And at this point, just do what you think is best for you and leave me alone. Maybe I already had it 100 times and I'm like, no, I think I'm good. Fucking, like, bonkers to me. Bonkers to me. That, like, that they so quickly and easily normalized that behavior. You ever walked up to somebody, you go up to them and be like, hey, have you ever had work done on your butt for a rupture in your ass from getting fucked in the ass? Oh, inappropriate question? Well, yeah, see, don't ask other people about shit that's private. It's private to me. It's none of your fucking business. Block warden? Yeah, exactly. They made everybody block wardens. They gave them all a nice righteous reason to point at their neighbors and point at people they used to consider friends. Like they're just some righteous fucking bootlicker. Fucking bootlickers, man. Govern me harder, daddy! Fucking shut the fuck up. You know what? I tell you what will be more dangerous than you catching COVID is fucking with me. Because I tell you, that will 100% give you lasting damage. So butt out and shut up. Like, yeah, they turn on their family members. And the thing about it was, again, that to me it was so stupid, is simple base logic didn't make any sense. You had our beloved president who went out and said, this prevents you from getting it and transmitting it. Well, if that was the case and you got it, then what did you care if nobody else fucking got it?
Oh, we are filling up the hospitals.
They weren't. So anyway, it's a forbidden rest of the topic on the show because I don't want to get people upset. But I would just suggest to this person that they try to be as calmly crafty or appeal to that sensitivity as possible. There are clearly some people that are just, they're not going to have it. They're going to get in the fucking crazy pills and fucking flip out and whatever over it. At which point I would possibly say, hey, you could always say, yeah, I did get it. And no, I'm not showing you proof. Because honestly, that's such an invasion of privacy. That number one, if you're going to call me a liar and demand proof for that, that's disgusting. And number two, I don't want to see any proof of what, like, no. No, you can either take me at my word on that or not. So, it's horseshit. It's fucking horseshit. Wish I had any other better advice on that. I was fortunate. Place I worked for didn't mandate it. You know. Ugh. Fucking crap. Yeah, people who didn't want the flu shot then are like, ah, fucking give me this thing. Whatever. It was a bad turning point in the world. And I will say that personally for me, I don't even think the virus or the disease itself was the worst part of it. It was the mismanagement, mishandling, misinformation, the fear, panic, uncertainty, doubt, and all of the rest of the things that the people were supposed to trust fucked up. And blatantly fucked up. And then everybody just went to suck on that government dick. Fuck them. You want to talk about pushing me further towards being libertarian? They did it. They did it. Because I'm telling you, so much of that at base just did not make any sense. So that's it. No more conversation on that topic because it is so polarizing and makes people upset and whatever. So that's the end of that. Hopefully the person who watches, if the person I'm talking about watches or listens to the show and they want to talk to me privately, I'm always here. You can do that. But in terms of public on the show, that's it. Have you ever heard of Mark Pittman, Judge, Texas, U.S. Rules recently? Go check it out. I'm not going to check it out on the show. Thank you for passing that by, Zykolos. I would urge everyone else, if you're so inclined, to look that up. But, dude, everything is just going fucking nutty. Everything is going fucking nutty. New Mexico being weird and shit lately. Yikes. But I see Reverend Master stopped in. Reverend Master. Yo. Reverend Master, I took a brief break, splashed some cool water on my face, had a glass of orange juice, and I went back and I defeated that fucking boss. So that made me happy. And then just tonight, played again, and we beat the Labyrinth boss. That was interesting. It was a little frustrating, but not a cheap frustrating. More of just a, man, make one mistake in that one, and it's just game over. So let's talk about that for a moment. And if you are also inclined, you may want to send this set of instructions to other people if they are someone that you know. But recently, the integration with Xbox had the ability for you to talk in a Discord channel. So if you connected your Xbox account and your Discord account, you could basically join party chat and talk with people on Discord. Well, that got an upgrade. That got a recent upgrade. And the upgrade to that is that you can now stream video through Discord. You can actually stream your Xbox through Discord. So the experiment that I did this weekend was thus. I did set up a Cigargoyle Lounge Discord server. I don't know if people want the link to that. It's going to be simple. I'm not going to go all full balls in on that because I think it's a waste of time. And I think people, it's just another thing for people to have, I don't know, social media fights and dog shit and whatever on it. However, there is a Cigargoyle Lounge Discord server. And the reason why I did that is so that I could make a channel that I could stream my Xbox through. That was sort of private and hidden. So, once you have that connected, you can then stream your Xbox through to Discord. The second step was I then made a second Discord account that is basically just a viewer, joined my own server through that account, and then logged in here on this machine and watched it. Which then you can pop that video out and then record that screen here through my broadcast software. And that allowed me to do what the other method did not, which was capture all of the audio as I was talking, like because it's a stream, all of my voice audio and everything else was broadcast and captured through here on this machine. But I was able to use my Xbox headset and listen to the audio of the game through my TV speakers. So there's a little bit of some latency with doing it, but it works. It works, and that was less steps and less bullshit than I had to do previously. I didn't need to worry about a Bluetooth headset and connecting that and doing all that sort of malarkey. It works. It works, and I actually think it works pretty well. It did not do that much of a load on this machine. And again, there was only some nominal, I feel like, lag between what I was doing and what people here were seeing. So there might have been a little bit of lag on some of the chat. But from what I had heard from people, the audio was good, the voice was good, and that ultimately it was watchable. So that's that. That is how you can do that. If you know somebody who has an Xbox and really wants to get into streaming, you can now do that without a capture card or anything else. If you have an Xbox, you can now stream and it will cost you feasibly nothing. All you need is some software that can do a screen capture and broadcast it. And that's it. It's fine, but I'm a snob when it comes to audio and such, Rivermaster says. I mean, I get it. That's why I liked my basement blanket cave, because the voice audio was the best. But realistically, nobody else is going to fucking care. So I feel like it was good enough. The biggest probably the part of that was probably that it's been as hot as hell this weekend, like 115 degrees. And just, it felt so hot. Like, I went for a motorcycle ride on Saturday and I forgot my gloves. The feeling of the wind and everything on my hands, it was burning my skin. It was that hot. So it still has not really cooled off here yet. So it's just been blazing. And so I have all these fans on and everything in here. Once the temperature cools off and I don't have to have so many of these fans on, I feel like the audio from that would be much better. You know, is it a broadcast quality microphone? No, but the nice thing is it's easy to put in my head and I already have it paid for. So if you have somebody who has an Xbox and they want to stream, that's how you can do it. The second part of that, though, is this. Okay. Clearly, the audience has not grown here on Kick. We have some of all of our regulars that stop by, and I love them all for that. But realistically, the audience on Kick is not growing. Whether it's too many other people, too big of an influx, or I don't know what. But the audience here on Kick has not grown very much. So we have a potential option. And the potential option is this. Even though I don't necessarily love it, I could set this up to both multicast here to Kick and or whatever. And maybe that's YouTube, maybe that's Kick, maybe it's Twitch, I don't know. But also, given that there is a Discord server now, you could technically stream there. You could stream capture this there. And then you'd have a chat room and everything else. So, once again, I don't know. You'll need a channel growth on YouTube that leads to growth eventually on here. Yeah, I just have such a malaise for YouTube. Well, and it's not even that I'm looking for growth, Reverend Master. I think maybe you're misunderstanding me. The point being that people have had some issues with chat problems and everything else here on Kick. For those of you who regularly stop by to watch the show, you could subvert all of that and go, yeah, we just go to the Discord channel. You know, you guys will always be the most important to me. You know, it's not like let's be honest. The content and presentation, everything here is of a specific set, right? I don't have big giant tits. I'm not licking ears. I'm not spastically yelling over multiplayer games. I feel like the audience for Let's Watch a Bulldog Wild Man talk about weird shit, it's never going to be a big show, I feel like. And I'm fine with that. It's not the point. The point is just, again, comfort for the folks. You know, that would at that point be a central thing. You could go, yeah, I don't really care to go on any of those platforms. You can still chat with me here and you can still listen to me talk and do all the rest of that there that way. And then you could just say, hey, everyone who's watching on YouTube or watching anywhere else, here's a link to this. And if you want to chat and participate in the chat, then you got to go over there, go to Discord. That's where the chat room is at. And you can talk to us there. I don't know. Just a thought. Just a thought, because now that I have that fucking thing, it's a tool to use. It's a tool to use like anything else. Krista's spending time with her grandbaby. He's got his first birthday next week and is there in Florida. It's good. I hope you enjoy your few-week trip there to Florida. That sounds nice. I guess the Daytona area right now is getting pounded with some storms. So I hope you don't get a whole lot of storms and shit like that there. The most people he probably reaches on Toxic Talk. Yeah, I will never go to TikTok. Never. Never. For as much as I dislike YouTube and all that shit, I have the most burning hatred for TikTok. If TikTok ends up being the only broadcast social media platform, whatever left, then I will sail off into the sunset. So long, folks. Said before, like, I don't like Discord. I really don't. But I hate TikTok. Hate it. Hate it. Not going to go join some obviously Chinese-backed fucking data mining surveillance tool. Fuck off. Which, speaking of which, I also got notifications today that my social security number is found on the dark web. That's great. And I'm fairly certain that was probably someone, some step along the way while refinancing my motorcycle, because that is the only time in recent memory that I have put that or used it anywhere. So I had to do a few things. Number one, I signed up for an identity protection service, which is $15 a month that I wish I didn't have to spend, but I figured, well, while it's there and until it stops appearing there or until it gets cold and nobody gives a shit, I may as well turn that on. And then I also called the company that did my refinance for and said, hey, I don't mean this to sound like an accusation, but feel like you might have somebody there who's got a compromised machine or something, because you are the only ones that I had this anywhere, and it's funny that that just recently was transacted and then this shows up. So I don't have any proof that it was you, but I'm pretty sure it was you. Who notified me, if you may ask? I'd like to know if weird things happen. Well, I got several notifications. One of them was through a service that I use for getting my taxes prepared. And another one was a service provided by one of the credit cards I have. And the one that is provided by the credit card company, they actually had the service where you could basically add on up to $1 million of fraud damage and everything else and blah, blah, blah for $15, whatever a month. And I think they check it now daily and they check everything else for you. And they basically will send you reports if they see any further activity. You know, people trying to take out loans or sign up for other shit using that number. So $15 a month isn't that bad. But I don't like the fact that I have to spend $15 for that. You can also, if you are here in the United States, go to the Social Security website and provide information and register your Social Security number there, and also look there for anything or anyone else that has used it or tried to file anything with it and blah, 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 blah. So I was like, well, yeah, that's a pain in the ass. Didn't need to have to do that today along with all the shit that I had from work. That was nothing that I really needed to fucking go down, you know. Reverend Master's rule of thumbs, I never open any links to emails, anything to do with banking and such, just mainly doing it on my own. I'm fairly certain that this was somebody along the chain of the refinancing, either emailed it or put it somewhere or filled out some form or something, probably on a compromised machine or who knows where else, because it was nothing that I did. It wasn't like I opened an attachment called social security number stealer.exe. I'm not the smartest tool in the shed, but I'm not that fucking stupid. So I don't think it was me at all. I'm fairly certain it was somebody in the chain of this refinance who copied and pasted it or did it somewhere that they weren't supposed to. Oh, I was working late at night, so I just emailed it to my home email account. Somebody somewhere there had to have been the culprit. 'Twas not me, because everywhere else that I filled that out was either at the bank or through the person that was doing the refinancing. So one of you son of bitches fucked me. I'm not saying you did it on purpose, but y'all should double check your shit. What a pain in the ass. So yeah, that was some crap that I didn't need to fucking deal with. Podcast folks, let's take a beep. So along with it being very hot and doing some other stream testing, which again, maybe we'll see how that goes. I will probably eventually post the... I don't have my phone here. I'll eventually post the link to that Discord server here, so that if any of you want to join or sign up or chat, whatever, there again, then you have a chat room you can use. You can talk and bullshit and do whatever you want in there. And who knows, maybe we'll eventually multicast to all this all at once. Part of me wonders if I just screen captured this screen square and broadcast that there as a screen grab, that would fuck with the microphone or not, I don't know. But thank you, all of you regular visitors and listeners who come by and stop and listen to the show. You're the reason why I do this. Again, I don't... The whole rest of that is whatever, but, you know, would be nice to have a few handful, some other folks. So again, hey, if you want to promote, pass around, please do so. But, you know, otherwise, it's all for you. You guys are my friends. So, you know, I really cherish having the time to talk to you. So, yeah, everything's kind of annoying. Let's see. Work was pee-pee. Man, actually, it's not that bad, but it's just... Okay, we covered the Social Security thing that was shitty. What else do we cover? Cover the streaming thing. Oh. So, I've made some friends here in Arizona. I've made some acquaintances here in Arizona. And one of the friends that I've met here, and he's a real nice guy. One of his best friends, they basically pseudo-adopted him because he's here legally from Mexico, but he didn't necessarily have a place to live or a place to stay. And so they've basically kind of treated him almost like a second son. And so him and this other person were best friends. They were about the same age. Like the same music. They bummed around together. Again, best friends. They were talking about opening this bar here together. Couple of really nice guys. And the fellow that's a little bit more of an acquaintance, he reminded me of somebody that I used to know growing up, that person's father. In that, if I was at this mocktail bar and he showed up and I was there, he would always make it a point to come by and say, "Hey man, oh, it's so good to see you. How you been doing? genuinely happy to see you. I was excited about, he was getting into making electronic music, so he was really excited about his electronic music. Always had kind of a positive disposition, friendly smile on his face. Really nice fella. I got a message, I think it was on Friday, that he had been killed. He was in a horrific traffic accident. There was a head-on collision with a tractor trailer, and they initially could not identify his body because of the damage in the crash and fire in the vehicle afterwards. But the people that knew him knew it was him. So he passed away tragically. Makes me sad. Young guy, had kind of his whole life ahead of him. I think he had a lot of talent. I think he had a lot of things going for him. Gone. So here's a cheers to you, my friend. I hope you're still able to make your music upstairs. And maybe someday up there, I'll say hello to you and we can chat about some crazy shit. So pretty terrible. Pretty bummed out about that. I could say, especially kind of out here, I don't have a whole lot of friends. And to have one of them now have passed away is very sad. It's very sad. Be careful driving out there. I don't care if it's a bicycle, a car, a semi-truck, a motor. I don't care what it is. Be careful out there on those roads. Watch your shit. It's a jungle out there. And I will say that's also a reason to, quote-unquote, never part on bad terms. Because you never know what's going to happen. You know, when you're the age that that guy is, you're invincible, right? Again, you have your whole life in front of you. And so, yeah, it's very sad. Chris says, condolences to you and the rest of the friends and family. Thank you. Yeah, it's terrible. Redmatch says, like the ponchos in Texas, San Antonio makes a point to visit our table. Yeah, see, like, you know, you have those friendly, you know, even if you're not like best friends with the person, it makes you smile when you see them, you know, brightens your day. You know, it's a friendly face. It's a friendly hello. Cheers up your spirits. And fortunately, he is gone. Hope your friend with the blood clots is doing better. I haven't heard any other word on that. He got his tests. I guess he's waiting for the results on that to come back. He hasn't had any relapses of that behavior or anything. So as far as I know, he's doing much better. But thank you for that as well. Also very scary. You're like, damn it. And then I talked to a friend of mine back home in Michigan, and he was telling me that somebody that he knows, I think from work, one of their, I don't know if that was a daughter or a daughter's friend, but they'd gotten up to go to work in the morning. This was like 8 o'clock in the morning. And they were driving to work, and there was a intersection, and somebody ran through the intersection and T-boned the side of their car full speed, instantly killed this woman, this girl. She was, I think, 17 or 18, and there was a baby in the vehicle, and ejected somebody else from the vehicle. They were all killed. And so he was like, man, that was just a blow and fucking nuts. And then, like, the day after he hears that, he gets up to go to work in the morning. And the sky is all red and weird and hazy. And he's like, fucking, have the overlords landed? Like, what the fuck? His neighbor's house burned down. There's some fire that started in the garage. Just completely reduced that place to a house of skank. Just fucking ashes, cinders, and timbers. Burned the whole huge garage to the ground. Burned their farmhouse and everything to the ground. Everything was just fucking annihilated. So he's like, dude, shit is just going nanners. Nanners. Bananas. So fucking, I don't know. Be careful out there. It's just going fucking wild. Shit is wild and off the chain. So watch your ass. Get your rest. Get your sleep. Take your vitamins. Fucking shields up. This is the Enterprise hitting yellow alert.
Whoop. Whoop. Whoop.
Yeah, banana. So in the United States, when we say things have gone bananas, it's basically like going crazy. Going wild, going crazy, going out of control. You know, sort of like a crazy gorilla, crazy monkey. But saying things have gone bananas is like saying they've gone crazy. So there, now you can use that on your fellow Germans.
And yeah, he said that it was going bananas. I don't know exactly what that means. But it's like crazy. You fucking banana.
You're referring to the minions? I don't know about minions.
Aren't you German? We don't eat bananas. That is a sissy food. All we eat is sauerkraut and Wiener Schnitzel and Jägermeister. And stout beer. And dirt. Well, to eat. What the fuck?
It's like, Carlos, you need to stream more often just so I can hear you talk. I love listening to you talk. I just hear you There is a scene. You guys know I love ASMR. There's like an unintentional sort of ASMR scene. It's in this Liam Neeson movie. It was a remake, I think, of a Dutch movie about like a guy, he runs like a snow clearing business and he gets caught up in this like crime lord fucking whatever shit. And at some point he has this kid who's like the crime lord's son. I can't remember how he ends up at his house. I don't know if he's like protecting him from assassins or some shit. And the kid's like, oh, will you like, you know, he's like, okay, you need to go to bed. You need to go to bed. It's past your bedtime. And so, and the kid's like,
well, you need to like read me a story.
And he's like,
I'm not going to read you a story.
I was like, oh, but if you don't read me a story, then I won't be able to go to sleep.
And so anyway, he pulls out this catalog for like snow clearing equipment. And he's like, well, it's the only thing he has to read. So he's like, he starts reading him. It's like the first scene. It's like the kid's in the bed. Liam Neeson's in a chair. He's like,
the ZX-120 snow clearer has a 13-foot long scoop and can clear a volume of snow that reaches 30 liters per minute. It has a heated cab.
And then it's like there's like a quick camera flip. And then Liam Neeson's like sitting on the side of the bed, like leaning up against the headboard. The kid's looking very sleepy. And Liam Neeson is continuing to read. And he's like,
and the Snow King 2100 has a thrower that can increase velocity of snow, throwing it 20 feet over to the side, and has all-wheel propulsion with tracks that can cross ice and snow.
And then, like, in the last one, the kid's fucking asleep. And Liam Neeson's, like, about to fall asleep.
And the Frost Master 2007 has wheels with run-flat tires. And it has 6.2 horsepower. And the rear and side clearing chutes.
But, like, the way he's reading it is so, like, you know, he's got his gruff, slight Irish, whatever it is, accent. It's, like, unintentional ASMR relaxation perfection. Like, watching the movie, like, I started to get fucking sleepy. Like, dude, I could just sit and... Can Liam Neeson just do a podcast where he just, like, reads snow clearing equipment manuals? I would fucking listen to that. That'd be relaxing as hell. And I feel like it's the same thing with Zykolos. I could listen to Zykolos just, like, read, like, a manual. Like, I want Zykolos to read, like, old Nintendo or, like, Sega manuals. Like, and now I'm in Liam Neeson mode. I can't do Zykolos.
And yeah.
And then in this game, you have to hit the B button, and it will allow you to drink one potion, and the potions are listed in the inventory screen, accessed by pressing the select button. When you progress through other levels, you will also get the ability to read scrolls. The scrolls give you a magic shield, which will prevent enemy damage from player loss of life. When player reaches the overland segment, must ensure to press the A button to be able to cross the rivers.
I could just fucking just do it. Just please do it. Just read old, like, Nintendo manuals and shit. Dude, you're missing your calling. ASMR Pro. Fucking ASMR Pro. There's too much of the other, like, weird shit and not enough just, like, to just, like, read something mindless. Just read fucking Sears catalog. Skip the lingerie part, though. We don't want to know that. Read like the electronics department or appliances or something.
And then the Kenmore washer-dryer combo has ability to hold 13 gallons of clothes, and it uses high-efficiency soap dispenser.
I can read the item descriptions factory, but oh, please, please just read it. Tell me you're going to do it so I can just... It can't be while I'm at work, though, because then I'll fucking fall asleep at work. I need it recorded so I can listen to you when I'm going to bed.
I do not want the mental image of you laying in your bed, hearing my voice while you were going to sleep. That is disturbing, and I do not like.
Reverend Master would rather hear Morgan Freeman. Look, Morgan Freeman, Liam Neeson. I would even wager to say Mel Gibson. Just have them read mundane magazines or newspaper. Like, there was this one girl who used to do this ASMR, and she would go through the Aldi ads, and she would just, like, tap on it with a pen and, like, circle things that she needed to buy and read out the price and, like, the descriptions of the items. And it was the most relaxing and sleep-inducing thing ever. But she, like, quit. And I'm like, now we're left with all this weird, like, surrogate porn shit that is just fucking weird as hell. Like, can people just, like, talk through shit? That's what I want. I can try and do it. It's probably gonna like if I do it. Let's see. Here you go. I want to try this. Here, see, here, this is what I'm talking about. Move over window. And this one needs to be a different window. It needs to be this window. And I got to scale this down so you guys can see it. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do this. And then I'm going to adjust my microphone. We're going to turn this on. We're going to put on. Where did it go? It was this one? Maybe it was this one? I think it was this one. Game story. Once there was a holy place called Argul, which was founded by five legendary Endora gods. One day, suddenly the blackest tragedy happened. The prosperous holy palace, Argul, was attacked by the troops of the cruel king called Lygar. The sky of the holy palace was completely covered with the flying castle of Lygar and his army of dangerous beasts. These animalized soldiers came down from the sky and committed the most atrocious cruelties. In a single day, they established the kingdom of evil. In addition, Lygar took away the door to peace, symbolizing the peace that had been created by Endora. The hope for peace disappeared with the loss of the door to peace, and the people of Argul ceased to smile and could only pray for salvation. They prayed an ancient passage to counter the fulfilled prophecy of Lygar's evil reign of terror. The legend says, when the peaceful land is covered with evil spirits, a brave soldier will be brought to life from the dead for the purpose of saving persecuted people. The people of Argul's painful prayers were so loud that it reverberated throughout the mountains and traveled a long distance in the land of Algosu. And at last, Rygar the hero came back from the dead in order to restore peace to the land of Argul, battling the forces of evil everywhere. Join forces with Rygar. Controller parts and operating instructions. This game is only a one-player game. Start button. Press start button during the game to display a subscreen. If you wish to pause or interrupt play in the middle of a game, press the select button. Press the select button to continue. How to operate Rygar. Move the control pad to move Rygar. The following movements are available. Rygar runs left. Rygar runs right. Rygar crouches down. Rygar climbs up. The A button jumps. To make Rygar attack, press B button. Rygar can attack in many positions, on the run, while crouching, while climbing, and even while airborne. You can also attack an enemy in the forward position. Rygar can run left or right. Also, in Garlaz, Rygar is able to run in four directions and can jump in eight directions. Some enemies will faint if trampled upon. The weapon used frequently by Rygar is called a Discarmer. When Rygar reaches a rope and you wish to climb, simply press the control pad's upper directional arrow. To climb up, press the control pad's lower directional arrow to climb down. Note, the mastery of the above-mentioned operations will allow the player to advance to the difficult stages, rounds, and levels of the game and achieve an increased level of game satisfaction. See, like, I just want Zykolos to read this. Oh, see, Black Cat liked this. It was soothing. Time to write up a what if for Cigar to read. Yeah, dude, you want to read me? You want me to read shit? Just send it over. I'll do it. Although I feel like the simplicity of the old Nintendo books is good. Potential capacities of Rygar. In some cases, he's given a capsule for an increase in spiritual strength if he kills a monster. His spiritual strength is displayed on a subscreen, Mind Strength Meter. There are two kinds of capsules. The capsule on the right hand will increase his spiritual strength by 1 unit, and the capsule on the left hand by 3 units. Up to 7 units can be added to his spiritual strength. First, display a subscreen. Then, move through the vertical movement of the directional button and use the A button for decision making. This operation consumes a certain amount of spiritual strength and causes his potential capacities to be available. Power up Mind Strength 3 allows the grappling hook weapon to be stretched. 2. Attack and assail. Pressing the B button does damage to all of the displayed enemies. 3. Recover of physical strength. His physical strength will be recovered when the physical strength meter indicates the maximum value allowed. Now here's the part of this that is really weird. Section 9. Animalized men wriggling eerily. Molgolin. It builds a nest in a den or on a high place. Once it finds Rygar, it will chase him tenaciously. Kinatarnos. Usually it lives at the waterside and throws a poisonous spine by bending itself backwards. Turn a spine aside and attack it in a crouched position. Rolfer. It lives in the ground. Sensing someone approaching, it comes out and attacks him by rotating itself. Eppelkon. It is a flying dragon which has been living in a primeval mountain. He will attack Rygar by dropping eggs of a snow grouse. Pragolicus. It is a primitive monster having been brought to life from the dead by Lygar. Attack it in a crouched position. Deathpygor. It lives in the Tower of Garba and has 2 heads. It attacks Rygar by blowing demonic fire. Demora Bruiser. It has a heavily equipped tank and advances along a wall. Sometimes it zooms down. Super Robot Bargan. It was designed for the purpose of having command of the Sky of Lapis and is capable of discharging deadly electromagnetic superwave. Kuzeeler. Though it moves slowly, it attacks Rygar by discharging acid mucus. Yuck, yuck. Jump to turn it aside. Hyoking. It lives in the ground. Sensing someone approaching, it comes out and attacks him. After that, it goes back into the ground. Its body is covered with a hard skin. Olbus. It lives in the water. Sensing someone approaching, it comes out, flies high up in the air, and zooms down to attack. Physical strength target. In some cases, the soldier is given what we call physical strength target. It increases the physical strength by 1 unit. Cannoli. Cannoli. It is a manifestation of sand and propagates itself around Garlaz. It discharges spores, walking like a crab. In Argul, there are many unexplored regions. Unexplored region number 1, the Tower of Garba. It is said that there is a mysterious tower in the back region in the Grand Mountain. Unexplored region 2,
the Drago Room in the Palace of Drago. It is said that in a mysterious island in Garlaz, there is a palace where a drago is roaring. The room is called Drago Room. Unexplored Region 3, the Tower of Life. It is the highest tower in Argul. It is so high that it looks as if it reaches the sky. Now you have just read this book through, but the real battle is yet to come. You must bring the brave Rygar to life from the dead in order to make Argul a peaceful land again. We hope you will succeed. Isn't that just like fucking charming as fuck? I hope you guys like that. It actually, I put Black Cat to sleep. Love it. I love that it put you to sleep. See, I should just do NES manual reading ASMR
and just go through and read Nintendo Entertainment System instruction manuals for all of your favorite game cartridges.
They don't make them like that anymore.
You have A button, B button, select, start, and a directional arrow key.
All of the things you could do with that, the combinations of pushing up or down in one of the buttons or two of the buttons at the same time. You have to imagine, even with four of those buttons and the directional pad, the amount of things you could do was still pretty extensive. And I feel like those games, simple as they were, often were still pretty complicated. And man, I used to imagine all of the adventures and characters and everything. That was absolutely my favorite thing when I was younger. And as a matter of fact, from Rygar itself, one of my favorite sequences of old chiptune music, one of the pieces of music is from Aruga's, The Forest of Aruga. And that is the Rygar track that I actually had Kurgan re-record. I very much find myself, especially when I'm out in nature, the mountains, whatever, especially if I'm hiking or sore or tired or whatever, and I want to get my mind off it, I often play that track in my head for whatever reason. So yeah, I like reading stuff like that. Like I say, occasionally I feel like the ASMR and relaxation, maybe some of it, for as much as many of them do fantastic jobs with their role plays and everything else, I feel like some of them are a little overdone and should just get back to basics. Someone just reading or explaining something slowly and quietly
puts me right to sleep.
Krista's cuddle buddy and herself really enjoyed that. Black Cat's going back to sleep. So I feel like, that being said, we should probably end the show.
Maybe I put Zykolos to sleep too.
Reverend Master comments, ironically, I've been writing up a timeline for What If for Dragon Ball since I'm a fan, and like theory crafting for helping with when I want to practice my improv skill. Reading stuff like that out loud, I feel like can help. You know, reading and retelling things like that can often give you a better understanding and help you recheck the things that you've done. Zykolos just woke up.
I just woke up, so there's no time for me to go to sleep. I have all sorts of things to do because I'm an industrial German. I'm going to conquer the continent. Once, yeah. After I drink some beer and have a bread and a sandwich.
Zykolos, I love you, dude. You're pretty great. That's gonna do it for tonight's show for Monday. we will see you all again on Wednesday. So until then, I hope you are all well. Be safe out there. Truly love all you folks. And as we say at the end of all of our streams, stay safe, keep the faith, and all of that good shit. And make sure you get yourselves some rest.